Does anybody out there remember the recording Last Day by Eric Dolphy? There's some fans of that record. Well, at the end, you know, Eric comes, and maybe you remember the words exactly, but it goes something like, when you hear music, after it's over, it's in the air. You can never capture it again, but you can continue the music. It carries on when we play the records of somebody like Eric Dolphy. It carries on when guys like these continue his compositions and absorb his concepts. And few people have been as important in continuing Eric's concepts as Benny Maupin, the leader of this group. I want to introduce members, Mr. Perez on flute, Billy Hart on drums, Derek Oles on bass, Jay Hogarth on the vibraphone, and coming back home, coming round the applause, the leader of this group, Benny Maupin and Dorothy Anna. Let them know that you think this is where they should be.
People can see me. Can you see me?
Yes.
Okay. I want to be able to see after this is over. So dim the spotlight a little bit. Thank you. Can you just leave it there or bring me a pair of sunglasses? Thank you. Thank you. That was a piece that was written by Eric Dolphy. And Eric called that when the Maverick speaks, the Panther walks. A lot of Eric's music is very different from music that you may have heard before, but it's all music that comes from the heart, so I hope you can appreciate it. We're going to continue on now. Thank you. We're going to continue on now with a really lovely piece that Eric composed, and he calls this one Something Sweet, Something Tender. Thank you.
something sweet, something tender. Right now, I'd like to play one of my own original compositions, actually dedicated to another great musician. This man's name is Lester Young. How many of you know Lester Young? Well, Lester Young was referred to as the Prez. That was the Count, of course. That was Lady Day. And that was the Duke. And Lester Young was called the Prez. And I wrote this piece and I dedicated it to Lester Young and I called it Message to Prez.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was another classic by Eric Dolphy, and he calls it very appropriately, Out to Lunch. So we're going to change things around a little bit for you, and we're going to play one that is another by Eric. It's called 245. Thank you. So it lets me know that there's still some blues in the air in Detroit. It's all right, thank you so much. Right now I'd like to do another one of my original pieces. And this one is entitled Equal Justice. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to take a moment to actually introduce you to everyone. On the flute, this is Nestor Torres. And on the bass, Derek Olds. On drums, the great Billy Hart. On bass, Zay Hogard. So we want to move on and play a bit more for you. And this is one of Eric's pieces, and he calls this one Casaloni. So it's got the signal. We're going to play one more. And this is an original of mine, dedicated to a really great painter who came from Detroit. I don't know if you know the name Richard Prophet Jennings. You know Richard Prophet Jennings? Yeah, he was a good friend of mine. He was also very good friends with Eric Dolphy. And I wrote this piece when he passed away a couple of years ago. And I call it Prophet's Motifs. Thank you.